We're up to Simon Reish Chaf 220. Hatavas Chalom v'Ta'anisa. This is based on Gemara Brachos and Hey. So the Gemara, the last parak of Brachos, which is a very large parak, because not only does it have a lot of dapim, each page is humongous. There's like no Rashi and no Tosis. It's humongous pages. And there's many, I don't know if it's many pages, but there's definitely a lot of discussion about dreams, the significance of dreams, and the dreams are basically a mini nevuah, but the dream's fulfillment is based on its interpretation. So a person, that's why here it says in art scroll, Hatavas Chalom, amelioration of a dream, one who has a disturbing dream. You're not supposed to call a dream bad, because that will make it bad. Now, Bichlal, nowadays, the Rabbanim downplay the whole dream business. It used to be, in the olden days, you lived in a shtetl, you didn't know anything going on in the world, you didn't hear all these horror stories, you certainly didn't watch horror movies, you didn't listen to the news, you didn't know what was going on, so everything's hunky-dory. And you shouldn't be thinking about all sorts of crazy things. Nowadays, where we're exposed to all sorts of crazy things every corner of the world, so Mamela, it can express itself in scary dreams and this attack, this pigua, this terror attack, that terror attack, blah, 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 blah. So the Chazanish was very mad into paying any attention whatsoever to the dreams. But let's start with the halacha. So the Gemara says, and this is Reish Chaf Sif Aleph. Haroeh Chalom. He sees a dream. V'nafsho aguma alav. And he's upset by this dream. Yetivenu ba'apei tlasa derechimulei. He should make the dream yetivenu. He should make the dream tov. He should make the dream good. Ba'apei tlasa in front of three people derechimulei. What does that mean? Rechimulei. Peir she'ovim ato. Find three friends that like you and do somehow make the dream good. And he should say in front of them, Chelma Tova Chazak, I saw a good dream. Because everything goes after the interpretation. So he doesn't want to say it's a bad dream. Whatever it is, it's a good dream. Let's say he dreamt, God forbid, he died. So death is not a good thing. But could mean he died in the base medrash, so to speak, that he became this gigantic Talmud Chacham and a Masmid and whatever. And everything can be understood in different ways. And that's kind of the point. There's a very scary story in the Gemara over there where there was a wicked dream teller. I think it was a Bayan Rava, came to him with all the dreams. And if he got money, he interpreted it positively. And if he didn't get money, he interpreted it negatively. Everything came true. In the end, he was punished terribly for his wickedness. Anyway, so the point is that dreams are supposed to be turned into positive. I saw a good dream. They should say, it is good and it will be good. So there's not that much here. Like, that's all the Shulchan Aruch tells us. Look in the Gemara. So instead of looking in the Gemara, we're going to look in the Art School Siddur. Not all Art School Siddurs have this. But this Nusil Svar, they have it in Nusil Hashem, but just not that one. And there's a whole thing over here. One who has a disturbing dream should perform the following ritual the next morning with three good friends. The passages in bold type are recited by the dreamer. Then those in regular type are recited by the three friends in unison. It's called Hatovas Chalom. Art school translated as amelioration of a dream. Tav from Tov. To make the Chalom Tov. And he starts off with Chama Tov Chazai. I saw a good dream. And they say, you saw a good dream. It's good, it's good, it's good. Everything is great. Now, part of what you're supposed to say is Shva Zinin Likzulay Mishmayim Tila Habitava. Seven times they should be goes there from Shemayim that this should be good. The whole Shaila. Does that mean you're saying this seven times, or this is part of what you're saying, but you're only saying it once or three times? So here it says recite seven times. Okay, and it goes through. The Gemara talks about hafachos to be lahafoch, to switch something. Something might be bad, but we want it to be switched to good. And pidyon is redemption. That the dream should be good. And shalom, peace. Pidyon, Hafoch Tzara, Shalom. Okay, I am Shalom in the Art School. Okay, Nafsho Aguma Alav Mishbosef Katan Aleph, he's upset about the dream. I feel able by Shmos Lora, even if it doesn't have, it's not necessarily bad, but if he's upset about it. the Shaar HaTzion, the bottom, the end of Ois Aleph, points out, let's say someone is, so one of the dreams in Chazal gives us the dreams that are very, that one should be very nervous about. If his teeth fall out, it could be something terrible. But a guy just had a tooth pulled at the dentist, and he goes to sleep, and he's dreaming about teeth falling out. That doesn't mean anything. That's not a sign from Shemayim. It's a sign, you know, whatever you do, don't think about pink elephants. No pink elephants. Oh, you're thinking about pink elephants, and then you dream about a pink elephant. Oh, that's the way it works. Okay. Okay, now there's another issue. There's another time that we try to deal with our dreams, and that is during duchening. Right? There's a special thing to say during duchening, a ribono shel olam, chalom chalamti, v'ini de'amah, I had a dream, I don't know what it is. Turn it, you know, Hashem, make it into a good dream. You know what I'm talking about? This sitter is an American sitter, this is art school, so we look at Musa v'sholosh shegalim. And there's a ribono shel olam, Anisha Chamasai Shalach, I had a dream and I don't know what it is. So when you say this, when you say that, there's a whole... That's what one person wanted to say. Here it's any of them. I don't know what the dream is. He knows what the dream is. He doesn't know what the dream is. That's not really the pshat. The other pshat is he doesn't know what the dream means. He could remember what the dream is. That doesn't really matter if he remembers the dream or not. Now, in America, where they only duchen a few times a year, Musaf of Yantif, they sing the last syllable of Yishmerecha and Vichuneka and Shalom. So there's time to say this. In Eretz Yisrael, they only sing by Shalom on Yontif. But they do Dochen every day, sometimes twice a day. So that's also Shalom. When should you say this Ribono Shel Olam? We learn the first Bir Halacha that there's a mitzvah to listen to the duchening and to have kavana, and it could be the Charedim says that you have a chelek in the mitzvah of Isa. So I was bothered by, like, when are you supposed to say this thing? So they say, also say, why don't we say it over here? Because we duchen every day. Not every day does the person have a dream. Not every day does the person dreaming.
Is he supposed to save up his dream?
So in Chutzlaritz, they say everyone says it because it can't, you know, Mistama, from one yontif to the next, you're only duchening a few times a year. Mistama, you had a dream? So you say it even if you didn't have a dream. But let's say you want to say this in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, I have to do a little bit more homework. When do you say this Ribono Shel Olam during duchening, and when do you do this special Atavas Chalom? My understanding was Atavas Chalom is something that's really bothering a person much more than for this one. So here, Dershu brings down that Rav Yosha says to say it right after duchening, but not during the duchening. I was very excited to see that because I never understood when he's supposed to say this. And that's all. They don't sing. You'll miss the whole duchening, and that could be missing out on the daraisa. You're supposed to be mechabel, you get the mechabe, you get the bracha, you get the mitzvah. Yeah, yantav musaf. So, but here we duchen every day. He had a dream last night. He should wait. Now it's Erev Shavuos. But I'm saying, in Motzei Shavuos, he has a dream. He's supposed to wait till whenever, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
We're in Reish Chav Tzif Aleph. Okay, Mishmosef Katan Beis, Yeti Venu. He had a disturbing dream. He should go to three friends and say this special thing to turn the dream into a good thing. Again, the dream follows the interpretation, so they're not really interpreting it, but they're saying the dream is good, the dream is good, the dream is good. I had a good dream. Yes, you had a good dream. And calm down. The second line of Mishmosef Katan Beis, the Tov Shayti B'Shachris, because he's making the mitzvah. He should do it right away. And while he's doing that, the last few words of Sukkot the Beis, V'yizkar chalom machashavto b'shas hatava. He should think about the dream while he's doing it. Do it in front of three people. He says you can do it on Shabbos. Mishabur Sivkot and Gimel. Mishabur Sivkot and Dalet. Tavel hava shiva zin and nigzeru. Right, that line. You should be nigzer seven times from Shemayim for good. So Lush and Zed Tzach Shemru ha'onim shalosh pa'amim. Go say it three times. V'yesh ha'amim yirim shavet pa'amim. That's what Archer said. Do it seven times. Right, that's... Is that part of what, I mean, it's part of what you're saying, but what does it mean, say it seven times, or just, it's a way of, fine. Okay, that is basically Sifal. Now, Dershow brings down footnote 3 that the Chazon Ish paid no attention. He never said this Ribono Shel Olam. He never said Hatavas Chalom. He said dreams nowadays are not coming. It's not a little nevuah. It's just you thought about the dentist and you dreamt about losing your teeth, and there's nothing to do with anything. He did tell people who were upset that they could say Ribono Shel Olam if they had a disturbing dream, but he wasn't into it. And they bring them from Rav Eliyashiv. If a person, let's say, next thing we're going to talk about is fasting, Tainis Chalom. Gemara talks a ton about fasting. So Chazon Ish is not into fasting, certainly not on Shabbos. Rav Eliyashiv said, if you want to fast, fast. If you don't want to fast, you can rely on the Chazon Ish, no fasting. That's it, guys. Yafet, Tainis Levata, Chalom, Ra, Ke'esh, Lin, Oris. Just like fire will consume flax, so too a fast will consume the evil of a dream. Mishwasif Katan Hay talks about people who can't fast, pregnant women, nursing women, they should redeem their dream with money. Which I guess means nowadays that would probably be a good thing for everyone to do if he's concerned. So give some money. Mishwasif Katan Vav, Tainis, Odavkik Shasa Chuva Imo. You need to do tshuva. It's part of fasting is a tshuva. It's part of tshuva. It only works if you do the tshuva. But otherwise, you don't have to fast. Rambam says, "Agav v'davka b'bayom." You fast that day. Afilu b'Shabbos, and you can fast even on Shabbos. Again, we don't do that. Right? Lekamen simin reish peiches talks about fasting on Shabbos. Fine. Reish chaf aleph. Also built off of Gemara's over there in Brachos. Im hoyu b'tzar machmas atziras gishamim. People were very pained. They were tzar because there's a drought. There's no rain. And then all of a sudden, then it rains. We're in Reish Chaf Aleph. We moved ahead. Sorry. Reish Chaf Aleph. Hodas ha-gishamim be'sifim. So there's a drought, people upset, and then it starts raining. Mevarchim aleihem, there's a bracha to say on the rain. Even though it didn't rain, let's say the full amount that it was missing. Mishiyardu kol kach sharabu ala aretz, when there's enough rain that there's like puddles on the ground. Sheyalu aleihem abubot min hamatar b'yelchu zeh likrat zeh. The Gemara calls it Mishiyete chason likras kala. I don't know if our chasm goes to greet the kala, but if the chasm will go out to greet the kala, it's like you have a puddle. It rains into the puddle, a drop goes into the puddle, and it's like boop, and it's like the water of the puddle of the drip and the puddle kind of meet. So once there's puddles, so then there's enough rain for one to say this special bracha after a drought. Hagar notes, says Rama, Umash ain't anu nogim bezman ze brachas gishamim. Nowadays, says Rama, we don't say this bracha. Mishun de medinas eidet to din b'gishamim, because where we live in Poland, Russia, Lithuania, there's plenty of rain. Made in Etzankakach, we don't really have droughts. So, Mamele, we don't say the bracha to say when at the end of a drought, because we don't have a drought. So, there's a big discussion about Eretz Yisrael. On the one hand, Eretz Yisrael has droughts. On the different hand, Eretz Yisrael has a kind of cycle. Like, the fact that it's not going to rain, basically, from Pesach to Sukkot, basically, there's no rain. It's not called a drought. That's how the system works. So, what? Yeah, it's a season. It's hard to call that a drought. That's the way it goes. So, that's the Mishnah Sif Katan Aleph. Efshir, the Eretz Yisrael. Shematsui sham yovish gadol. It's very dry in Eretz Yisrael. There's not enough rain. Ukishabat esagishamim. And when it comes the rainy season, la geshem yori bezman. Oh, and now it starts to rain bezman. It's a post sukkah starts to rain. Kol echad sameach bo, and everyone's happy with the rain. Afilu bistama tzarech levarach b'pam rishon kishayori. Could be even though it's not an official drought. Because the drought is, we expect the rain, it didn't rain. There's no rain because it's the summer. There's no rain in the summer. Now comes the fall. Post-Sukkot starts to rain. So everyone's happy. So then maybe you can make the bracha. But that's not what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. So it continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'naka la shezeh lafuki married opam l'macho l'yuma uchra. He's just saying, I'm sorry, he's not commenting on the Lashon over there, he's commenting on the Vav Pam Rishon. The first rain, you can make this bracha. However, then he concludes, Umi prima gadim mashma, da afilu ba pam rishon, ein tzarech levarach kishashanim misudaros kitzikunan. Prima gadim sounds like you're not going to make a bracha on rain until the first time, because that's the cycle, that's the season, that's normal. And therefore, you're not going to make a bracha. In Europe, and I'm simcha b'yidus geshamin. V'nachinami, I feel both in rotsu shevigidim b'matar in netzah gesham v'ayolam b'tzar v'achal yodu gesham tzarech l'var. So he's just saying we don't usually have a drought, but in v'nachinami, if they had a drought in Poland and then they were in trouble, they were farmers, whatever it is, and then it started to rain, so then in v'nachinami they would be able to say the bracha even in Poland. But the Rambam is saying we don't usually have a drought, so we don't usually have this bracha. Sifkat and Aleph is talking more in Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's two ways. He's really talking about just, it fits into the season. First rain of this season. But a lot of times, it's after Sukkot, and Cheshvan, okay, Zion Cheshvan, we start saying Talmud Livracha, we start asking for rain, and it doesn't rain, and it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, it's ready, you know, a month almost. So then already, it's not just the season of the cycle, because it was supposed to start raining a month ago. So then maybe there is room to say this bracha. So the last line of this Bir Halacha, the last line he writes, Achrigach matzasi b'al yirab b'shu kasev, d'be'eretz Yisrael, tzarech iyan ledina, v'akeinir d'yivarech b'lo shem v'malchus. He should say the bracha without shem Hashem. Then in addition, in general, they bring down the... So, okay, the one child is during the regular season. I think Dominican is not to say it. I think people said the first rain of the season. But what if it doesn't start raining until Kislev? Okay, so that's a discussion. Let's put that on hold. Then in addition, they bring down a whole discussion. That it could be nowadays, in those days, if it didn't rain, you didn't have what to eat. You didn't have a makolet. They didn't import food from all over the world. Nowadays, we still need the rain. It's important for certain things. But if it doesn't rain, they bring water from Turkey and they bring fruit from all over the world and vegetables from all over the world. It's true. The people whose livelihood is on the water are going to be in trouble. That's true. But most people are not in that situation. So he's saying, could be, this is a bracha when you feel an excitement, a simcha over the rain. If you don't have that simcha, most people don't have that simcha, b'zmaneinu, so maybe there's no room to say the bracha at all. So that's what he brings up from Chaim Kanievsky. Perhaps the bracha should not be said at all. He bases it on the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, we don't fast for rain nowadays, although I vaguely remember there was a fast for rain within the last 25 years, I don't remember when, but there was a fast for rain. But he brings down the Chazon Ish and said, we don't fast for rain. We don't fast for rain because the whole thing is this is a different society. Then he brings down that other Rabbanim seem to say, not like that. There's a Rav Sraya Davlitsky who wrote a whole sefer on this bracha, so he holds that it does apply nowadays. And he brings down that Rav Sternbach also says that if there's a drought in Eretz Yisrael, not seasonal, but there's a drought, it doesn't rain for the first month or so into the season, so then one would say this bracha even nowadays. And they bring that from Rav Yashiv also to say it, but he says you have to know what does it mean. It's just not a puddle. A puddle means that the earth is saturated to the point where it got all its nourishment and then some. So just because you got a puddle out on your pavement doesn't mean that there was enough rain that really helped the farmers with their crops. So he was concerned that it's hard to know exactly the shear. Sif Beis Uma Mavarech. So there's a special bracha to say. What's the bracha? So it depends. Im ein lo sadeh, if he doesn't have a field, Omer, he says, Modi manachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu, thank you Hashem, al kol tipa v'tipa shiratulanu, for every drop, every single drop that you gave us, the ilufinu malishira kayamet, for mouths were open, like we say by Nishmas, if we could praise Hashem, if we were infinite, we could praise Hashem gazillions of times more than we were capable of doing. Ad hinim yod yivarchu, you say the whole nusach over there of Nishmas from Pesukei Dezimra of Shabbos. V'chosim baruch ato Hashem kel rov ha-hodos. Rov here doesn't mean majority versus minority, but riboy, lots of hodos. V'miyesh ha-sadeh b'shutfus, if he has a sadeh and he has a partner in a field, so now it's not just my neighbors, it's me, my personal parnasa. He has a sadeh b'shutfus im acher, mevarech atov emeitiv, he says atov emeitiv. Atov emeitiv, we learned about it with the Birkas Hayayin, I think we're going to learn about it a little bit more in the coming simanim. When I have a tov that helps me personally, I get a new suit, so I say shechianu. If I get a new couch for me and my buddy, my roommate, so then there's two of us benefiting from this, so then you say a super shechianu, which is a tov emeitiv. You need a shutaf. The whole discussion over here also, like, why do I need a shutaf? Everybody who's got a field is a shutaf in the good. Why do I own the field by myself, but you own the next field, and you own the field after that, so isn't that good enough? So he says, no, the pastor's not like that. You need a real shutaf. This could be if he has family members, and that qualifies as a shutaf because they are also nene from his parnasa. And if he does not have a shutaf in the sada, he just says shechianu. Haga yesh omim da shomei ashiya digishon v'varcha tov emeitiv. So we're going to learn coming weeks that the bracha tov emeitiv is on good news. So if even if he doesn't see the rain, but if he hears about the rain, that could be enough perhaps to say a tov emeitiv. Okay, we'll touch this up tomorrow and then we'll go on to Reish Chabez.